welcome to KSL Cafecito, the podcast where we talk all things culture. I'm Yvette Cruz.
And I'm Shoel Cardenas.
And today we're talking screens and screen time. Shoel and I are doing a no screens, or should I say limited screen time challenge with some of our KSL.com teammates. And basically what we're trying to do is make sure that we limit the time that we spend on our screen. So this includes our phones for sure, social media scrolling, aimless scrolling, watching things on TV and Netflix and YouTube and all that stuff. And just the like just limiting the time that we monitoring, I guess, and limiting the time that we invest in all that stuff. So to kind of break down some of the guidelines that we set up for this 30-day challenge, we tried or we're trying, I guess, to do 1 hour of screen time per day. So this includes TV, streaming services, unless it's music, YouTube, video games. So the only exception that we said here is if you're watching a movie, like I'm watching a movie with a loved one or, you know, first date or something like that. We don't want to say like, you know, stop at 1 hour. Don't watch the rest of that movie. We also said no aimless scrolling on social media. So instead of going straight to social media when you have a free minute and just kind of scrolling and then not realizing that it's been 20 minutes, guilty, just to find something else to do. We also said no playing games on phone apps, checking your email and bank account and all that stuff at home or whenever is okay because sometimes you need to do that stuff. And we came to the conclusion that in many ways our phones are our, you know, most important tools because they have calculators, they have notepads, they have, you know, the internet when you need to look something up. So it's not like we can't do any of that. And again, we can't, it's not like we can't go on social media. We just are trying to monitor the time and limit it if possible, and just kind of see how it goes in 30 days. So to kind of kick off this conversation, this episode, Shoel, I just want to ask you how it's we're 3/4 of the way through this challenge. You know, we've got 1 week left. How are you doing? How has your life been?
I feel like I do use a lot more. Well, I've always used Twitter a lot. I've been trying less to now. I feel like I've noticed. It's funny because I feel like I've noticed now some of the things that I haven't used that I could have always used, but I just, now it's like, now with this kind of rules in place, it's like, oh yeah, I always could have used that, but I haven't. So for example, Instagram, like I don't use Instagram too much, but I've noticed now, especially we did it like a little test where we could screenshot how much we use per day, like which app.
Battery.
So we did that. Mine for Instagram was at 1%. Hardly go really on Instagram, and when I do, it's usually not at work, it's usually just at home on the iPad, just because, well, maybe just because I'm bored and I just want to see kind of what's going on, but then it's usually kind of in and out. Twitter is the one that's been really tough for me over these past 3 weeks because I do love Twitter very much, especially now during the World Cup. It is nice to be on Twitter and to see what everybody else is reacting, but it's been a little tough. I like to come in and out. Usually I'll go in like at a halftime. I'll try to regulate myself, but one thing that I have noticed that which I've enjoyed, and it happened really during the first week, was I went and I did my laundry, and usually I put on my headphones and I'm just kind of jamming up because I'm going to be there for an hour and 15 minutes, whatever. And I decided, no, today I am going to not going to play the phone. I'm not going to play music because it's probably going to be the same, you know, 15 songs anyway. So let me just do this. And so I did it, and it was just a very interesting experience because you do feel like you're there finally. Because I think most of the time, I know we do this a lot when most of us go to the gym or we'll go shopping, like at, you know, insert store here. We tend to zone out, like, all right, I'm just going to chill. I'm going to listen to music while I go pick up whatever, some groceries. But it almost feels like we're not there in the moment, actually. But when I took off the headphones, when I wasn't listening to music and I was just doing my laundry there, I felt like I was at the laundromat. I could hear the other people talk. I could hear the fuzzy TV in the background. I could hear the sound of the machines just kind of going back and forth and wish and wash and all this stuff in the dryers. And it felt pretty good because I felt like, hey, like this is something different. I am not in my bubble. And I think, and I hope for all the other people that did this test, or I should say this challenge, they feel kind of the same way. That was one of the first things. And now I've enjoyed that. And I've done that with when I've gone to stores, things like that. The gym I haven't, that's really tough. Like that one's the one that I really can't, I really need to get pumped up. And sometimes the music at the gym just flat out is kind of not very good, or at least not my taste.
Yeah.
So I still do that. So that's something that I haven't been able to hold back. But that's one of the first things I noticed. I want to ask you, what's one of the first things that you have noticed that you noticed in that first week or week and a half?
First things, I would say that it was harder than I thought it was going to be. Now, I don't consider myself like a complete social media addict or a complete screen addict. I don't even own a TV, but I do watch things on Netflix and Hulu, and sometimes I have that stuff playing in the background. So I invest time in that stuff. But I thought it would be easier. I remember thinking, oh yeah, I can totally do this. And the first thing I noticed, I'm like, certain times where I'd have like, because of our 1 hour, you know, I thought, okay, well, my 1 hour is going to be spent, you know, I try to plan it out. I thought, okay, well, after I come home from work, I'm going to have 1 hour of like some episode or just like something playing, you know, on the screen on my iPad, and then, you know, fall asleep. That's how I pictured it. But normally I will have it playing in the background, or I'll have it, you know, sometimes it'll just be playing for more than an hour. So I remember thinking, okay, it'll be fine. It's just limiting a little bit. And it was harder because I remembered like all that dead space. Like there was a lot of dead space, and we were allowed to play music. And so I would play music. I think we said podcasts were okay because you're not looking at, you know, you're not actually looking at a screen. And so I'll play podcasts and I'll play music, and that kind of helps. But sometimes I just kind of wanted to like zone out in the sense of like, not have to think, and so I could invest in like binging something. And that's what I do, and so that's what helps, or I guess that's what I tell myself helps. And so I couldn't do that, and so realizing that was just kind of like the first day I remember thinking, oh man, what did I get myself into? And we're part of the generation, I guess our culture, our generation we weren't born into screens. I mean, TVs I guess have been around since before we were born, and so those have always been there. Social media, we didn't grow up with that completely. So I thought it would be easier for me and for us, you know, to just kind of take a step back and it wouldn't be so hard. That's how I felt. But a lot of what we do and a lot of who we are is coming from like social media, and is coming from the stuff that we watch. Even conversation that you have with people, eventually, at least in my experience, eventually something will come up about like, oh, you know, it's a really good show on Netflix that you should watch, or a new documentary or movies like that. That's very common now. It's not even, we go to that stuff more than we talk about television. So that's why I'm like, okay, I don't have a TV, but this is actually hard. Mm-hmm. It's gotten a lot better, and I feel a lot better for it because now I'm thinking more. Like I am like left alone with my thoughts. Mm-hmm. hopefully that doesn't sound dramatic, but I am. I'm left alone with my thoughts more because I won't, I'll try. I haven't been completely perfect at this, but I'll try not to just aimlessly scroll, which I thought that was my biggest, that's why I wanted to do this, because I found myself aimlessly scrolling on Instagram. I actually like Instagram a lot because I like things that are like aesthetically pleasing, and Instagram, a lot of people I follow, like they post some stuff that I think is just, you know, beautiful and interesting, and so I like looking at that. And so that, but then I'll realize, okay, it's been like 25 minutes, what am I doing with my life? And that's just one time. It's probably been more than that, and it's, yeah, you know, less, it varies depending on what I'm doing. And so I wanted to get away from that, and I know I could have done that by myself. I didn't need a challenge to do that, but it helps. Sometimes you need something to help, and sometimes, and it helps to have people doing it with you, because then you can talk about it, or you can just kind of get advice or tips or just kind of realizations from other people doing it. So that's why I kind of wanted to do this challenge, because I needed that push, and I needed it. So it's been interesting, and that's it's gotten better. It's gotten a lot better. I've noticed a lot of things throughout this. I've noticed that when I take my break sometimes, or when I like just go somewhere and have lunch by myself, I'll obviously be eating, and maybe I'll have a book, but sometimes I'll really just have my phone, and it's like, 'cause everybody does that. Everybody has, like, when you're waiting, not everybody, but most people nowadays, when you're waiting for someone to meet you and you're like at the restaurant early, I would love to see someone. I'd love to show up one day and someone be reading a book, and, or me be the one reading a book. That hasn't happened yet. People are just scrolling on their phone. They're looking at stuff up, whether it's checking emails, whether it's checking all the social media platforms. That's what people are doing. They're just looking at their phones. And I do that by myself too, because there's stuff that I want to see on my phone. And so now I will like take the time, and I'll just sit there and I'll just eat and I'll just think, and I'll eavesdrop on conversations all the time. Interesting people out there. But I'll think about stuff. And so whether it's like, okay, what do I have to do later? Or how am I going to do this later? Or just kind of like coming up with things that I want to do, or just thinking, like that has been very eye-opening. I've been thinking, not that I never thought, let me clarify, but I've been thinking a lot more lately, and I've had to deal with the silence a lot more. And so that makes me think, and whether it's good or bad, it's like opening up my mind a lot, let me tell you. What's been the biggest challenge for you throughout this experience?
I honestly found it much more easier than I thought.
Yeah.
Like at the after the first initial breakthrough, I didn't find it very difficult because I think I don't go too much on Facebook. So I'm not big of a Facebook person. I'll go once in a while. So, okay, that's nice. Instagram, I prefer more words than visual. That's why I guess I'm so addicted to Twitter. Mm-hmm. So for me, Instagram, okay, it's interesting, and then I'll move on. Twitter's been the biggest challenge because I love being not just informed, I think we all do, but yeah. Words. Words are much more to me than a photo necessarily. So not being able to see other people's words, not being able to see necessarily how they're expressing themselves, that to me was really tough. And for me, just to kind of stay away from that, I mean, minus work, because obviously that things, those need to get done.
Sure.
But for me, that is very difficult. And it made me actually appreciate the fact that it kind of reminded me like, oh yeah, like this is why I majored in English. This is why I decided to go into this business because I love words. I love seeing stories being put together in words and not so much the visual aspect of it, although I do enjoy video and photos, but not as much as I enjoy reading good text. And now there's a lot of bad text on Twitter, mm-hmm. but there is some pretty good text there as well, especially from some of the people that I chose to follow. And not being able to see that too much is kind of tough. And then you're pulled back into kind of what you're saying. Okay, what do I do when I'm sitting down and waiting for my friends? What do I do? Or even if I'm with my friends and let's say one of them, you know, decides to go to the bathroom or one of them just kind of, you know, we're just having a different kind of conversation or he or she is talking with somebody else. And then you're kind of in that moment. I think we all had sometimes when we're in a moment, we're not really talking to anybody, whether it's we're at somebody's house.
Yeah. Or and it's just that go-to. Like,
yeah.
It's just like, oh, even if your phone's in your purse, yeah. your pocket, your car, whatever. It's just like, oh, let me go refuge in my phone. You know?
It's like, that's always the go-to when you're waiting for either somebody to talk to you or you're waiting to talk to somebody else. And so I'm like, okay. What do I do now? Do I just sit here like looking like a weirdo? Like,
well,
not talking?
Okay, but do you, when you see somebody sitting there not looking at their phone, do you think they look like a weirdo?
No, but it's internally you think that about yourself, not so much about other people. So you think like, okay, I need to be doing something. I think we all kind of have that nature of like, okay, and that's why maybe many people, when they're sitting at a restaurant early, they feel like, okay, I can't just be sitting here. So I got to either watch the screen if the restaurant has a TV screen. I got to be looking at the bar or something. I got to see people in action.
Yeah.
Or I got to look at the phone.
And
of course, like you said,
and
the default is
look at the phone.
Is the phone. Because if they just sit there and stare down at the, you know, at the table or stare down at the candle on the table.
Just look around.
Yeah. I mean, and it may assume, like, that person might assume, like, oh, am I going to look like I'm weird or am I going to look like I'm lonely? Like, I think people think about it more. And I know I did for that, like, I think it was 2 weeks ago. I thought about, like, oh, because I was at a get together and I'm like, okay, I was between conversations. And so I was just sitting there like, don't look at the phone because I'm like, what am I going to look at? What's so urgent?
Right. You know? Like there's nothing you need to.
And I think that's also a good reminder is that sometimes do we really need to like just keep asking yourself, do we really need to look at that screen?
Yeah,
like,
we don't.
Like if everything is fine, hopefully everything is fine and you're not getting blown up with texts, just enjoy the moment, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because I think, you know, if you get a text message from someone or if you're in a conversation with people, this happens a lot with me and my friends, like we'll be talking about something and then someone asks a question or someone, we just all like information, I guess. And so we go straight to our, like, but to contribute to the conversation. So we'll be like, oh, let me look it up. Oh, no, this actually happened in 1942, not, you know, what we were saying, you know, so we'll like there are tools, there are resources. And so we do use them. But at the same time, when the conversation kind of dies down, one person will pick up their phone, another person will pick up their phone, another person will pick up their phone. And all of a sudden you have five people at dinner or, you know, at someone's house just looking at their phones and not talking to each other. I think that sometimes it can be an interactive experience, but sometimes it's just kind of like, and here I go. And just to me, and let me just scroll. And it's not even like you're looking at something or, you know, this is me too. It's not even like I'm looking at something. I'm not looking for something. I'm just like looking for something to do or something to look at, but they're just screens.
Do you think it's just something that because of just how we grew up and how just, like you said, we didn't necessarily grow up with social media when we were younger. It just kind of came around. Do you feel like it's something that just our minds are now just sort of stimulated to the fact that we always feel like we need to be, feels like we always need to be doing something, not necessarily just physically. It seems like mentally, we always need to be paying attention to something. It kind of feels, it made me think in these past 3 weeks, I was like, is it okay to just veg out, if you will, and just kind of relax and just let your mind just observe, not necessarily have to always be in action. I guess the action is observing itself, but not always having to challenge itself, because I kept thinking, I'm like, it's just, it feels like, why do I always feel like I need to be mentally like giving myself a challenge? It could be something as simple as, but with the screen, you know, why can't I just sit down and just,
I don't know, why can't you just?
Right. No, but why can't a lot of us, you know, it's not, this is not just a me thing. This is an everything thing. And it happens a lot, especially for even the younger people who grew up more into this, who grew up with cell phones and don't remember a time that there wasn't any cell phones. How do we get them to kind of appreciate, like we say, even the moment of going to the grocery store without having to listen to your phone or having to scroll through your phone and you're accidentally bump into somebody because you're scrolling on your phone with a shopping cart? Mm-hmm. How do we stop that? I mean,
I think it's different for every person. I think a lot of people, I will say, based off of conversations that I've had with people, a lot of people will do it for will be addicted, or not addicted, I guess, just so invested because they don't want to miss out. They don't want to not know what's going on with certain things, whether it's issues in the world, whether it's your friends, whether it's like announcements that people are making. They don't want to miss out. And I wouldn't say that, like, I've gone certain, you know, sometimes I'll go like a couple days, not like a complete purge, but I just won't be as invested. I won't be scrolling as much. I won't, because like, for example, Facebook used to be chronological and Instagram used to be chronological too, for that matter. And so you could scroll.
It's coming back a little bit.
Yeah. Twitter is chronological. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Twitter. But there's just so much, especially like you're following so many people that it's hard to, you know, like I remember a long time ago with Facebook, you could log in, when it was on your phone, you could log in, you would see what's going on. And then the next time you logged in, you could just scroll until the last, where you were left off. And it wasn't that, it didn't take that long. And then you were like, all right, cool, I'm all caught up. And then that was that. And now, and the same with Instagram. And now, and Twitter just takes way too long to do that. I've never done that with Twitter. But now you don't even know. So you're just, I think that maybe that's part of the problem. You're just scrolling. You want to make sure you get everything. Right. And it's a lot. It takes up a lot of time. And so I think the fear of missing out is one thing. But also I think it's the fear of looking vulnerable, like looking like you're not in the know, maybe. And so that's why you're not looking around and you're not enjoying. I'm trying to do this more, by the way, but I wouldn't say I'm completely successful, but it's just, it's also like a safety net. If you think about it, social media, like I don't want to say social media is to blame, and I don't want to say phones are to blame, but they used to be completely separate things. You used to have to be at a computer, at a laptop or at a desktop to go onto Facebook or to Twitter or to, you know, check your email, whatever. So you couldn't do it all the time. There was a time for it, and that's when you were in front of a computer or a laptop or, you know, a bigger screen. And now that it's all in our phones and all in our pockets, it's like I can see the company saying, it's like you never have to be disconnected, and that's great. But for us, it's kind of like, it's like you're never disconnected. And that's also not the best thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds terrible in a way because, yeah, you're disconnected from your everyday life because your everyday life is now your phone. It's like everything that happens on your phone is kind of dictating to what you're doing. And that really shouldn't be the case. But like you said, I agree with you that some of us may be anxious about the idea of missing out on something. And it could be something as petty as, did you see so-and-so posted this photo of, you know, her and her new boyfriend or whatever, vice versa? Like, really? Like, is that what we're becoming nowadays, that we just kind of, we feel like we're missing out on that? Like,
but the thing, if you think about it,
what are we missing if we don't hear about it for 3 days?
Right, like, exactly. If you don't hear about it for 3 days, or if you don't find out, I've had conversations with people where they won't know. They'll be like, oh yeah, I didn't know. I didn't see it. And because, and that still can happen, because I said, since like, for example, Facebook isn't chronological, you may miss a lot of things or you may not log on for a while. And so you'll miss it. But like, I'm glad to see that when people are like, oh no, I didn't see it, they're not super bummed out. They're just kind of like, oh no, I didn't see it. They're not like, no, I missed that. Because really, like, you didn't miss it because you weren't there.
Right.
And that's why they're posting about it, because they're telling more people who weren't there. Mm-hmm. And really quick, I want to backtrack and just kind of clarify. We work in news and we work with social media, we work with stuff. So when we were at work, obviously we weren't screen fasting. We were definitely like, so work was like the only time where I, like, when I had my tweet deck open, where I would see things develop on Twitter or Facebook. But it was just outside of work, just to clarify for anyone who may be confused as to how we were able to run a website without screens. we did use screens for work. But anyway, back to what we were talking about. Yeah, I really like when people aren't truly affected by, and I like when I'm not truly affected by something that I missed out. And like, I don't want to blame social media. I think social media is great. It's a tool and, you know, everyone uses it differently. But social media, sometimes the point of it was to connect people. And so especially people that you have friends in different places. I have friends in different places and family as well. You can connect and see what's going on, because the truth is you're not going to call every single one of your friends who lives far away from you and every one of your family members who lives in a different place and call them and ask them, hey, what's going on with your life? Let me just make sure I'm caught up. You're not going to do that. It's not going to happen. But social media does help in knowing, hey, somebody just got promoted. That's awesome. Or, you know, hey, my cousin just had a baby or whatever. Like you can see that stuff. And so social media is great for that. My problem with it and with my, you know, my problem, like my internal problem with it too, is the waste of time.
Yeah.
Is the wasting, the aimless scrolling, or the investment in like caring about something too much that isn't really, you know, you shouldn't really care about it, or I shouldn't really care about it. That's my biggest problem with it and with myself with it. Yeah. And that's what I've been trying to be better at. And it's helped. It has. I just want to ask you, what are like little things that you did when you weren't looking at a screen?
That's a good one. I think back to sometimes I'd be like, okay, what did I have to do in the day? Uh-huh. Like, and I know that sounds so weird to say, like,
no.
You had to remind yourself to what you're going to do in the day.
Join the club,
but exactly. And so I'm like, okay, so today I was going to go to the store, but okay, let me just make sure what I pick up. I know I should be making a list of it, but usually I just like to make a mental list of it, which maybe I should start writing down some of these things. But it was a good reminder, like, okay, I had to pick up this, I had to pick up that, because normally I would just be like, okay, I'm going to know it. In the meantime, let me just scroll through Twitter and see what's going on. So now I'm not doing that. Now I'm like, okay, yeah, I was going to pick that up. Okay, and then I'm thinking more about what I had done in the past 24, 48 hours.
Right, like straight to the point, straight to the goal.
Yeah, and then like kind of knowing forward, I kind of knew what I had to do already, but it was more about going back. I don't know about you, but for me, I kept thinking back. I'm like, okay, I called my mom 2 days ago, so I'll probably call her today, because I usually don't go like more than 3 days without calling my mom. And so I'm like, okay, I'll call her up. When did I text my brother the last time? Like, I'm going back to see if I did everything there. And it tripped me out at first. I'm like, why am I thinking back? Maybe I should be thinking forward. I don't know why I thought that was wrong, but it wasn't. I just kept doing that. And so now I feel like I'm getting things kind of in order. Netflix was a little tough to kind of let go for a little bit, especially at home in the day. Like, I would try to find stuff to do. Obviously, I would like leave and try to go to the gym or try to do this and try to do that. But sometimes there's just 2 hours to kill. And so what am I really going to do? And not that I couldn't watch it. I don't know. I could if I wanted to. But I told myself, no, let me restrict myself a little bit. Let me just watch even a half hour. So I would watch like a half hour of like one day at a time to try to, you know, finish up season two or whatnot. And things like that. But for me, like, and also, oh yeah, I should say ESPN, like cutting back on the ESPN, because I would always go, that's one of my default apps.
Yeah.
When I'm not looking at Twitter, I'm like, okay, I'm going to see what's happening in sports. So I'll just go to ESPN and scroll and see what's going on. Sometimes it's a sports that I'm not even really into. I'm looking just to see, because it's something else. It's something new. And just cutting that back, and I did read a little more.
Cool.
I have my big bookshelf, and so sometimes I would just go to my bookshelf and just like, hey, this has been a long time since I read this. And it just brought back memories of like, okay, I'm reading this. I used to read this all the time. I remember when I read this in college. But yeah, just little things like just noticing that. And even in my car, like there were a few times where I listen to my phone and my car. Does that make sense? Like I plug it in.
Yeah.
I do that all the time. At first I stopped doing that. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to plug it in. I'm just going to keep the phone to the side and I'm going to just listen to the radio, just the regular radio. And which still exists. It is still out there.
It does.
And you know, it was okay. And then there are sometimes, if I was just going to go somewhere pretty quickly, I wouldn't even turn it on. I'm just like, let's just drive without any music. Let's just drive there. And it's almost like, what's that old saying? When if you lose one of your, like, one of your senses, the other ones work that much better. So it felt like, okay, it feels like I regained my senses, because I regained hearing nature. I would, you know, lower the windows down and I'm hearing the birds, I'm hearing the people, I'm hearing like lawnmowers. If it was 10 a.m. I'm hearing all this stuff.
Yeah. But
usually I don't, because I'm blasting music or I'm blasting somebody talking or a podcast.
Yeah, but even like what you just said right there, screens themselves have the power to take away all our senses.
Yeah.
Except I guess sight, unless you're listening to something, they kind of do. They just kind of mute all the other senses mm-hmm. that we have. And that's kind of just, that's something to think about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And what about for you? What are the little things that you saw that kind of you picked up and now you want to take with you, Bjorn? Because like you said, this will be done in a week, our challenge.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that necessarily we have to go back to the way we used to
no,
be.
No, not at all.
Yeah. So what about for you?
I found myself reaching out to people that, you know, reaching out to people that I know, but that I don't see often, instead of just looking at what I saw, like what, because I just kind of keep up with their lives or with what they want to share of their lives on social media. And since I wasn't invested in that as much, I reached out to them and I had conversations. And I know, like, obviously I use my phone to reach out, so I was texting with them. And so, yes, that does kind of, like, it was a screen, but I thought of it as a screen for the good because I'm reconnecting with somebody and we're having these, you know, conversations, or I'm just checking on them. I just, you know, I there was a couple of people that I just checked on and I was like, hey, how have you been? Like, how is this going? And maybe they were a little caught off guard because people don't, I mean, I don't know a lot of people that do that anymore. Some people still do, but it was nice. It was nice to just, some of them I did tell them about this. And so I was like, hey, just, you know, yes, it's not like I'm not dying here, you know, hopefully you're not, but I am reaching out because I want to know, like I'm checking in with you. And so that was nice. I also found myself meditating a little bit more and because I like, you know, we work in the evening and so we have the morning, you know, there's a lot of stuff. And so sometimes I did have Netflix and, you know, Hulu or whatever streaming in the back, just like whether I'm paying attention or not, it was just all, you know, technically it's always on, or most of the time it's on. And so I found myself dealing with the silence in my place more. And then it was nice though, because I love light, like I love natural lighting and I love having open windows. And so the light would come in and I would have my breakfast or I'd have my coffee and I would just sit there and like in the silence and I would just think and I would meditate. And that was something that it's not that I'd never want to do it. I just get distracted by like, oh, I'm just going to scroll on Instagram for a bit. I'm just going to look on and see what are people saying on Twitter. And then before you know it, it's all right, it's time to go now, you know? And so it was nice to not have to rely on that and just kind of think about what's happening, think about like myself, like talk to myself in not a weird way, but like talk to myself too and try and figure things out or try and plan things out or just try and like look back at stuff and kind of like analyze. Maybe I was overanalyzing, but it was really nice. And I loved this. I like to write. I you know, I've always loved to write and we work in news. And so our writing is more, you know, factual and more like here's, we don't do a lot of freestyle, a lot of like, I mean, at least for work, we don't. And so like creative writing and stuff like that, I've always liked, but I never went, I mean, I didn't go into a career for that or to do that. And so I bought this a while back. I bought this notebook and it's like a writing prompt. So it has like 300 writing prompts and you can just write in it like by hand. You can write whatever it asks you the question and you pour your heart out. And I bought it a long time ago and I used it like once or twice. And then I just kind of, you know, got distracted by screens all the time. And so I've been writing more and it's just been so like, it's been nice. It's been so like freeing. Like it's been, I've loved this creative process, and whether it's like good or bad or whatever I've written about, I've gotten to write and just like think about things and express myself to myself, you know? Mm. But, and it's something that I could have always done. Like all this stuff, we could have always done this stuff. We're not powerless, but sometimes we let ourselves be powerless to screens. We let screens own us. And yeah. And I'm, you know, I wasn't doing that as much. And so it was nice to do that. Oh, I also reorganized some stuff. Nice. Like I have a file folder, which is like paperwork, tons of paperwork that I try to keep organized. It had been a while since I completely organized it and, you know, went through it, threw stuff out. And it was in, and I just been putting it off because, you know, screens. Yeah. And so I finally got to do that. That felt good. That was like a big accomplishment because that's like a little project that I've been meaning to do forever, but it felt good to just, you know, now's the time. I've got time. And so let me do it. And so I look forward to doing more stuff like that. Just kind of knowing I don't have to not do this. I don't have to put it off. Okay. And it's also summertime. I think we picked a good time to do this. I mean, I will say that had we done this in the middle of, you know, January or, you know, January, for me, those months that are cold and you don't want to do anything, it would have been a lot tougher and I would have struggled a lot more. But since the weather's so nice, I spent time outside and like I go jogging at the park sometimes. And then sometimes when I'm done and I just sit there, I'll scroll through my phone. And I didn't do that. Like I looked around and I took a couple of pictures because it was beautiful, but, I got to just like be, and I'm like, maybe people think I'm a weirdo because I'm just sitting here looking at them. Maybe not. I don't care. It was just nice. And man, like it's like a love-hate relationship with screens, you know, because we do need, well, I guess in our profession, we do need them. Yeah. And, you know, for they do help in a lot of things, but we just don't, we just shouldn't let them own us.
Yeah, we shouldn't let them dictate our, the way that we are leading our lives, the way that we're even letting it affect our personal life. And that idea of we're missing out on so-and-so posting this or doing this or that. Or I'm missing out on giving my friends or family something to talk about because I'm going to take this interesting photo or I'm going to say this witty thing on Twitter. It's like,
right.
No, I like what you said. You could just reach out to them and tell them something. Like, you don't have to blast it out on Instagram and just wait for, like, if you didn't get, you know, whatever, 50 likes, it's like, oh my yeah. goodness, like, how devastating is that? Like, to me, that sounds like, or I didn't get like 20 likes on Twitter. Like, I don't know. That's, to me, is just, that's crazy. And I know some people are dependent on that. Or some people, at least, I didn't say dependent. Some people are, you know, they like that. They feel that need of being liked, of wanted, and they want to stay active on this with their screens and want to feel like they're always doing something. You don't have to announce it to the world that you're doing something. When you're doing something, just go do it. And then you could tell them in person and say,
yeah, like,
hey, I went, and when I went, you know, rock climbing, or hey, I went this. That whole idea of, like, if take a photo or it didn't happen or whatever that old saying is or whatever. I know it's just a little punny. It's a little fun or whatnot, but it's...
I have a saying about Twitter, too. I don't know. I don't know if I actually made this one up or if I really saw it somewhere. I don't remember if I've seen it somewhere. So I'm not going to take all credit for it. But I like to think, don't tweet about it, be about it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and it's not to say you can't tweet about how you feel or how you're doing, but if all you're doing is tweeting about it and not actually being about it, mm-hmm. then kind of, you know, maybe take a step back and reevaluate. Who are you? What do you want? Like, what are your goals? What is your life? You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this has been a good challenge.
It's definitely been eye-opening, and then I look forward to now after this week, because then I guess you're back to being unrestricted. You could kind of do what you want. But there's some things that I'm not going to go back to.
Yeah, like, I agree. Like, I think it's hard when it's like, you know, the classic, you want to do something when someone tells you not to do it. And so because we were restricted, I think it was harder. But I don't think I'm going to go back to, like, I'm not going to never do it, but I'm not going to go back to, like, binging.
Right.
You know, like, 3 seasons of How I Met Your Mother in like a weekend. Slightly shame, but no shame. But I might maybe one February where it's really cold. I might do that. Mm-hmm. But also, like, I know I'm going to take away just like the realization that screens aren't as important as we make them.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it for today, Yvette. Thank you for a lovely conversation.
Likewise.
And don't forget to tell your friends to subscribe. We are on KSL News Radio. We're on Apple Podcasts. We are on Stitcher. You can find us pretty much anywhere. Just go ahead and search for us at KSL Cafecito. And we are on Twitter. You can go on Twitter now, even though this is my website. Please go on Twitter.
Yeah, you should follow us on Twitter.
Yes, we're at KSL Cafecito. And I'm at Joel Cardenas.
And I'm at Evie Cruz.
And follow us also on Facebook @KSL Cafecito. Thanks for joining us.
Ciao.